Portugal has declared 3 days of mourning after forest fires claimed more than 60 lives. Authorities say most of the victims lost their lives in one intense blaze in central Portugal, with many trapped in their cars as they tried to flee the flames that destroyed their homes. The Prime Minister, António Costa, says the death toll could rise as firefighters inspect the charred remains of buildings in remote villages. A short time ago, I spoke with freelance journalist Caleb Clough, who's in central Portugal. So, Caleb, most of the lives have been lost in one particular fire. Why has that blaze been so destructive?
Really, it was the combination of the fact that it was a 40-degree day. The bomberos, the firefighters here who do an amazing job for an absolute pittance of a daily stipend of 65 centimes, are also woefully under-equipped and overstretched. There just weren't enough of them. The terrain here is extremely steep, and it's completely overgrown with eucalypts, which are the cash crop that Portugal requires for its paper and wood product industry. And those that eucalyptus plantation industry is poorly regulated. It's often corrupt. There are no restrictions on where trees are planted. They're often planted in creek beds and up to roadsides. They grow very quickly here in Portugal, and when a fire starts, it burns with a ferocity that equals that of what happened in 2009 in Victoria.
And it sounds like many people have been caught in their cars trying to escape the flames, is that right?
So between there's a single road between Castanheira de Pera and Figueira dos Vinhos. When people were trying to escape from one place to another, the fire swept through at such an enormous pace. I can tell you that we left to go to dinner. We did not see the fire coming from where we were, although we knew it was nearby. We went to check on it from a ridge top and saw that it was some great distance away, probably 15 to 20 kilometres away, and looked as though it was contained. We went out to dinner and were prevented from returning to the farm probably 40 minutes later, and were advised then to evacuate to where we are now, which is Anciar. So it must have moved at such a terrible pace that people had no chance to escape.
As you've painted a picture that the Portuguese have been totally overwhelmed by this. Are they getting assistance from other countries?
They are now. There are planes being brought in from Spain and from other parts of the EU. The Spanish have sent over, I think, two or three large water bombers. There are other planes on the way. And no doubt now, as the death toll continues to climb, and this is only early days yet, they haven't gone through many of the tiny villages that are such a charming part of Portugal. Many of those villages have been completely destroyed. One very near us, a tiny place called Notarino. It's estimated that apart from at least the only four people that were saved out of that village, everyone else in that village died.
Freelance journalist Caleb Clough speaking to me from central Portugal.